And we're in the middle of another Donald Trump Twitter war, but this time it's between Donald Trump and his own party. This morning, Trump tweeted calling House Speaker Paul Ryan very weak and ineffective, a counterpunch after Ryan said yesterday that he wouldn't campaign with Trump before Election Day. Trump also tweeted today, "It's so nice to have the shackles taken off me. I can now fight for America the way I want to." And in another tweet, "Disloyal Republicans are far more difficult than crooked Hillary. I will teach them." NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, shackles off, to which a colleague replied, "Wow, this was all shackles on?" What did you take it to mean?
Well, I think that he's gone full Breitbart, is what I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that Steve Bannon, who is the campaign chairman or campaign CEO, has now supplanted Kellyanne Conway as the person who's really in Trump's ear. You know, Trump is the kind of person who is a little bit like, others have reported, like an ape in a corner. And when the ape is in the corner and being pushed, he's going to push back. He's going to fight back hard. He's not someone who really showed a lot of contrition at that debate, as you would expect. It's very in character for him. And he's, you know, he's at this point deciding he's going to hit back with whatever he's got.
And you mentioned Bannon, the campaign manager who comes from Breitbart, which hits hard. Well, Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus also said last night that the RNC is still fully behind Trump. This is after Paul Ryan had that phone call with Republican lawmakers across the country, you know, telling them to concentrate on state races. Now, some were reportedly furious in that phone call. They wanted Trump to be backed. But what is, you know, okay, this is messy. It's just Shakespearean. But what else does this mean that Ryan is saying to them, hey, you know, support the local candidates?
I think Donald Trump's base has been absolutely hardened by this. I think that you've got 35 to maybe 40% of the country that is, you know, strongly behind Donald Trump. But there are other Republicans who need to get elected in places that do not support Donald Trump as strongly. And it's not a majority of the country, obviously, that is 35 to 40%. Donald Trump can't get off the ballot at this point. It's very difficult to do. He's not going to resign. He's not going to step aside, he said. So this really does strike at the fabric of the Republican Party. If Donald Trump loses, and it looks like that's what's likely to happen at this point, let's remember, people have not voted yet. They still have to do that. Polls are not votes. If that were to happen, if Donald Trump were to lose, there could be a massive civil war within the Republican Party and having to figure out where it goes from here.
Well, Domenico, it feels like that civil war has already started. And I'm just wondering, with Ryan saying to lawmakers, hey, do what you want, is that also a signal that the party money won't go to Trump in those states? I mean, we remember he hasn't built up as much of an infrastructure as the Clintons have. Does this mean he doesn't get support in those states?
Well, let's remember, Ryan doesn't control the national party's finances.
Right.
That's Reince Priebus. And Reince Priebus, you know, he and Ryan are close. And Priebus was reportedly furious with Trump after the video had leaked. But after the debate, he circled the wagons, and other Republicans did as well, enough of them to say, you know, moving on here and going to support Donald Trump. You know, the Republican Party National Committee has pushed back pretty hard against reporting saying that they are not going to support him. But the RNC has that leverage. The RNC is what is basically supplementing almost entirely the Trump get out the vote operation. I think what you'll see is they focus very strongly on those down ballot Senate races in particular to try to hold the Senate. I think at this point, Paul Ryan is worried about the House. I think that's much more unlikely that the House would flip. But you're going to see a lot of triage being done over the next several weeks.
Well, meanwhile, we should say Donald Trump is attacking his opponent as opposed to his party in a new ad. Let's listen to a little.
Hillary Clinton failed every single time as Secretary of State. Now she wants to be president. Hillary Clinton doesn't have the fortitude, strength, or stamina to lead in our world. She failed as Secretary of State. Don't let her fail us again.
So Hillary Clinton campaigning today in Florida with Al Gore, perhaps to remind people of his squeaker of a loss there, but also they're talking about fighting climate change.
Climate change, yeah.
But you know, are maybe Breitbart, Bannon, and Trump brilliant because we are not talking about Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, and climate change.
I don't know. I mean, I think that depends on what your definition of brilliant is. I think if you're talking about raising money and getting clicks and trying to deepen a level of support among a certain sect, sure. If you're talking about winning an election, no. You know, and I think that this ad is almost cartoonish. You know, it shows Hillary Clinton falling down the day that she had pneumonia, getting into a van. And at the same time, Trump undercutting his own argument, saying at the debate that the one thing that he likes about Hillary Clinton is that she's a fighter and that she's tough and that she doesn't quit. So it's sort of hard to square that with her not having the stamina, as this ad shows.
Yeah, not exactly taking the vapors as she continues to campaign. NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, weighing in on all the news today, including a new Twitter war between Donald Trump and the GOP. Domenico, thank you.
You're quite welcome.